Okay, bro! Kamusta? Yon, no?
Hello, yon!
Ano natin dyan? Anong late?
Kamusta?
Ano ba yan? Ano ba?
Baby
Bruno Mars,
baby
bro!
April
Bruno
yan.
Mars! Bruno Mars, let's go! Kamusta, bro? How are you doing?
I'm good. Okay naman.
Yan. So, mukhang nag-viral tayo. Nakikiano tayo sa mga... Paras tayo nakikiexena sa mga showbiz. Ano ah? Nakikikaya na ako kay ano ah? Kay Mark Gamboa. Oh, by the way, bro, anong kamusta yung mga banat ba? Yung mga Maharlika, yung mga ganyan? Anong
ayan, isa pa yung magulo yan ngayon.
Yeah, ano? So, okay, blogger wars. Let's go.
Oh, there's merong bagong update. Hindi ko pa na kwento. Mostly from the ISCO camp from the last election. Kasi, kasi yung mga, di ba, I was telling you, yung mga BTS na were pro-Bantag.
Yo, ngayon, exactly yung Bantag and all. Yeah, ano niya?
Yeah, 'di ba? Sila Banat ba 'yon ng mga grupo nila?
Maharlika.
Ito yung problem. Yung kay Tevez,
ooh,
medyo
yeah,
hindi din yeah. Oo, eh. Kasi when you if you're pro Bantag, you're anti Remulye.
Yeah.
Kasi yung buong ano nila. So,
yeah.
So medyo cynical din sila dun sa ginagawang investigation pagdating dito kay Tevez. Or sinasabi nila, tignan muna lahat ng ebidensya, ganun-ganun. So wala silang tiwala doon sa investigation
sa
na ginagawa ng ni Remulye and ni Avalos. So doon pumasok yung isang kasama din namin na DDS na nag-isko ng last elections, si Nino Barzaga.
Ooh.
Yung malakas magmura, 'di ba? Yung kalbo na malakas magmura.
Banat ba yan din? Kalbo malakas.
Yeah. Oo. Isa Barzaga eh si Nino.
Yeah, yeah. Barzaga the powerful family. Yeah, yeah.
In Dasmariñas, 'di ba? Yeah, yeah. And Cavite. So parang siya yung nakalaban ngayon itong sila Banat Bay at mga DDS bloggers.
Oh.
And grabe yung awayan nila kasi merong mga nire-reveal na ganito, nire-reveal na ganon, bayaran si ganito, bayaran si ganon.
Yeah, as in, wow! As in, to the hill.
Oh.
Wow, Bardagulan on steel.
Bardagulan talaga. Wow. Na dating magkakampi kasi dati silang mga DDS lahat. So, yun pa nga yung issue kasi si President Duterte nagsalita na parang he is also pointing to Tevez, di ba? Parang may ganun din sinabi si President Duterte. So lalong gumugulo yung issue between doon sa mga DDS na nag-aaway. Yun yung
grabe
status ngayon.
Grabe naman yung civil war nila, nag-mutate na.
Nag-mutate na, napunta na dito kay Remulye, Tevez, and kay...
Eh, yung mga attack kay First Lady, yung mga Maharlika ganun, ano nangyari doon? Lumala?
Yung Maharlika, tuloy-tuloy pa rin.
Angle, all of that.
Oh, ay, meron din akong bagong isa pang ano, meron pa ako isang bagong ikukwento pa.
Sige lang.
Marites pa. Nasa vlogs ko naman ito lahat eh. Pero, kasi merong isang sikat na Unity vlogger, si Ben Barubal. Mm-hmm. Ako, you've heard of him.
I think,
he's very Barubal.
Barubal, exactly.
Barubal, exactly. Nakatakip yung mukha niya, nakashade siya, nakakap siya. So, hidden yung identity for the longest time. So, may isang kakampi si Maharlika, ang pangalan, si Bagong Lipunan, na vlogger, reveal yung mukha niya.
Oh, wow.
Identity. Oh, name, and ano. So, yun naman, lalong bumigat tuloy yung awayan nila. So, syempre, kung si Ben Barubal, yung kanyang gante, so, yun naman yung nangyayari.
Just a moment, like, nawala si Mocha Usong sa eksena. No? So the other day, nag-joke lang ako sa Twitter, nasaan si Mocha, di ba? And then, si Nieto, I think, nasa UK na, nag-aaral sa UK. And then, I don't know, anong ginagawa ni Sasot, nagbe-SMNI, resident analyst. So I think, siguro, nung nawala yung mga medyo malalaki, eto na yung second tier pumasok na, nag-next level, no?
Ganun ba? Gulo-gulo na.
Kasi back in the day, ito yung mga malalaki, di ba? Mocha, Nieto, you know, Sasot, etc.
Siguro kasi ano eh, may major difference in how vloggers are handled between the two administrations. Kay Duterte was
handled talaga. Wala akong masabi.
I'm not saying paid or anything. Basta, you
dynamics. Yeah.
Oh, dynamics.
Iba-iba.
Mas maayos yung kay Duterte is was a real mean running machine. Eh. Yeah. Anyone na lumaban sa amin and at that
dudurugin.
Time, yeah. Dudurugin. At that time, gulat lahat. Kasi we haven't experienced that before. Eh.
Yes.
Ganun, diba? Ganun kagrabe. Ngayon, parang nakita na nila yung formula, nakita to. Tapos siguro ang feel din nila dahil nanalo ng election, medyo humina yung opposition, sila-sila yung naglalaban.
Yeah, yeah. Kasi parang wala nang challenge. Ganun.
Wala nang challenge. Oo.
Eh, kaso, lumakas na rin yung mga kakamping ngayon sa YouTube. Ang dami yung mga kakamping na biglang naging player na, di ba?
Yeah, pero yun nga, kasi, pero ang problema, they cater doon sa mga kakamping na.
Ah, wala na, so, walang engagement, walang interface.
Oo. Oh, so that's the challenge for kakamping. So, how will they cross over doon sa mga independent na hindi nila nakuha before? Pero yun nga, yung sa kakampings naman, nagsisimula pa lang din. So, kailangan mag-ingat din yung mga unit team, tsaka yung mga DDS, at yung mga anti-Marcos ngayon, na baka hindi nila mapansin, sobrang lakas na nung, oo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yun. Pero kasi pag merong issue, kunyari, yung kay Lenny, yung sa Japan, yung nakasuot siya ng sample.
Shogun?
Oo, yun. Nagko-combine sila uli. O pati-pati na naman sila saglit.
So si Lenny yung unifier nila.
Lenny is the unifier nila. Kapag tahimik si Lenny, yan, nag-aaway-aaway na sila. Nag-aaway-aaway sila ulit. Pero yun ang
nagiging issue talaga. Feeling ko nagtotroll sila ni Lenny eh. Parang alam ni Lenny. Ayun, ayun. Parang feeling ko Lenny pa nga nagtotroll sa kanila eh. Like she turned
the yun.
Pandem eh, diba?
Kasi she's
Hindi kasi bro, napansin ko minsan, kinakota pa ako ng mga pro-BBM para pang-attack sa mga DDS. Parang,
yun.
Ang weird. What's going on?
Yun nga, minsan yung Rappler, nagamitin ng isa para dun sa isa.
Yeah, exactly. Like, weird bro. What's
then, going on? It shows, ano naman eh, it shows na,
fluid.
Yun nga, kasi, ano eh, people, di ba, parang, basta nagagamit nila for their, for their argument, diba? Kahit kalaban before o kahit ano, basta nagagamit for the argument, gagamit.
Walang permanent friends, walang permanent enemies. In yes. That. Very cynical.
Si Maharlika naman pala ngayon is about yung election, ano, mga dayaan sa election, parang ganun. Yun naman yung...
Wait lang! So, paras kami ng coverage ngayon? Yung sa Namfrel, kay General Rio, etc. Oh my goodness.
Yun.
Those are weird. Yeah, that's a weird situation. Sige, kunin ko yung mga videos na gagamitin ko. Ayon kay Maharlika. Ayon kay General Rio. Mga ganun. Thank you, ah. Thank you, bro. Appreciate ko yan. Ah. Kasi pansin ko,
magulo.
Sa mga kakamping yun eh. Kasi I think marami sa kanila ayaw talagang tanggapin yung resulta. Or at least they think the real result was much closer. Siguro 2025, yung ganun ang understanding. Even if talo siguro si Lenny, hindi dapat ganyan ka... laki ng agwat. Although, of course, the counter-argument will be kasi may Sarah vote din talaga si BBM. Hindi naman sa kanya talaga yan.
Oo, oh, doon naman talaga nagsama.
Nagsama lang kasi, oo. Oh. Pero actually, 50 million, laki din.
Pero, could I say something din, ha? Kasi, di ba, yung may sinabi ka about the opposition, eh, yung suggestion mo, kailangan ma-review ng maayos. Sa akin, yung pinaka-main challenge talaga above everything else is the Sarah, kumbaga, yung Bismin hold ni Sarah Duterte. Yun ang number one na pinaka magiging problem talaga for anyone na may gustong ibang manalo for 2028. Kasi as long as Sarah...
Tulfo comes in. I mean, sorry to cut you, but isn't that the whole point why parang may ibang dilaw na medyo nagbaback up na kay Tulfo as early as now from what I understand, right? Like certain meetings and all. Like, my sense is there are many saying that Tulfo is the best bet to beat Sarah or even dissuade Sarah from running at all for the presidency. Kasi kung Tulfo ang kalaban mo, medyo bardagulan na yan. Eh, di ba? Grabe, next level yan. Eh. Kasi di ba?
I share that view.
Eh. Bisaya
I say that. Na. True. I say that openly in my vlog then. If the election was held this month, the only person that can have a real challenge against Sarah is Tulfo. Is Rafi Tulfo.
Yeah.
Yun talaga. Kasi wala siyang bagahe from the
Dilawan.
From the Dilaw and the ano. So kasi may factor kasi talaga eh. That's something na the kakampings need to understand and need to figure out how eh. And huwag i-deny eh na marami doon sa bumoto kay Bongbong Marcos is ayaw talaga kay Lenny. Not exactly Lenny's fault.
Yeah, but
dahil sa 6 years ng 6 years ng pambabash, 6 years ng may epekto eh. So, yun eh. Doon lumabas ng election eh. So, kailangan ma-realize, and instead of denying it, find a way.
Yeah.
Like you said, broaden yung
coalition.
Yung coalition. Maybe forgive Coco Pimentel. Diba? Maybe start with that.
Yeah, I think wala na issue kay Coco eh. Wala na eh. Hindi, I don't see any tension.
Nakakamping sa forgiving him na. Pero they're not supporting him pa.
Nag-soft na sila. Yeah, nag-soften
na sila. Nag-soft na sila, diba? So, example yun.
Yeah.
Diba si Coco Pimentel?
Even on Tolfa, I think they're already rallying behind him. Sorry, I caught you there. No, I mean, I see what you're saying. I think that's already happening as early as now. All of these softening realignments, it's happening now. Marami rin mga dilaw ay nandun na sa administration ngayon, helping with kids. May mga yellow oligarchs already helping Marcos. So I think the realignments totally happened. No, ang weird lang dito, like I talked to some Sara supporters na sinasabi nila, ay, hindi, ito si Tulfo, masyado siyang bara-bara, hindi siya sumusunod sa batas. And then like, parang, wait lang, you're a Duterte supporters. I didn't hear that from you during Tatay Digong, right? So yun yung magiging line of attack kay Tulfo, yung mga sublime moments ng mga Tulfo, di ba? Na parang may pinagalitan, wala palang ano, background check, or may nagreklamo, hindi naman maayos, binastos yung police officer, hindi naman dapat, yung mga ganun. Anong pangalan niya? Attorney, yung nasa Baguio?
Bayan.
I think that will be the kind of attack that will intensify against Tulfo, na he's not the right guy to run the country kasi masyado siyang bardagulan, masyado siyang vigilant. I think that will be the line of attack against him. I can see that will be the sharpening line against him as early as now, no? Very interesting. Anong basa mo kay Robin Hood? Kasi parang nanggugulo talaga siya dito sa charter change eh. Grabe yung ginagawa niya. Dinadala pa niya yung mga kaibigan niya sa Congress. Ipapano niya doon sa Senate. Parang gulo eh. Kaya tuloy sila nagwawala na sila eh.
Totoo. Ang view ko dyan talaga, he is parang flex, parang ang nakita ko dyan, he is like the next face nung PDP laban eh.
PDP laban, yeah.
No, yung kay Digong na grupo.
Yeah.
He is looking to him eh. What will happen to us after Digong, pag when Digong retires? Mukhang, kaya they are kumuo na lang sila kung ano yung gusto ni Robin Hood. And mukhang Robin is really serious talaga. Yung gusto niyang... Ikaw pala, what do you think pa? Where do you stand on charter change now? Curious lang din ako.
There's no point in rushing it. Definitely hindi siya magic solution sa maraming problema. Sabi ko, Iraq has a parliamentary system. Where that did get them? Hindi naman... I'm not saying parliamentary will make you problematic. I'm just saying, to say parliamentary automatically will make things better, medyo magical thinking yan, di ba? No, I just don't think Robin Hood properly...
How about on the economic provisions? Nung sa...
Kaya nga yun yung point ni Zubiri, may tatlong batas na pinasa, yung Foreign Investments Act, Public Services Act, etc. last year, yung retail liberalization, kailangan ma-implement mga yan. Hindi nila ma-implement kasi wala pang implementing rules and regulation. Hindi nila maayos yan kasi nanggugulo daw sila Robin Hood ukol sa issue ng Chacha. Hindi pa nga na-implement itong mga bagong batas to liberalize the economy, ginugulo pa niya yung usapan. Yun ang sinasabi ni Zubiri. Why not let's first implement them? Let's see if it's even going to be cleared by Supreme Court. Then let's talk about whether it's needed. No, so kumbaga, redundant na yung chacha dahil meron ng pinasa last Congress itong mga bagong batas to liberalize the economy. Si Grace po yung behind that, di ba? Which was, para hindi siya kailangan ng amendment, you just change the definition of what's a public services, etc. So,
okay.
Yeah, medyo matalino yung ginawa ni Grace po doon eh. So I think papasa yan sa Supreme Court. I'm quite confident, more than 50%. I think it's like 70-30 chances na lulusot yan sa Supreme Court. So that's why I'm saying, like, I'm not even sure yung argument on economics makes sense kasi eto na nga, meron na nga tayo may
batas na. Subukan muna natin yan, no.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention Vietnam, China, marami silang restrictions sa property and all, and yet they get a lot of investment. Because ka, Mark, it doesn't have to do with the law per se. It's about rule of law. It's about good infrastructure. It's about efficient corruption, hindi yung paiba-ibang corruption. I'm not sure how the Chacha will change that. Not to mention, lastly, Mark, ang sinabi ni Richard Gomez, Richard G., na plano nila constituent assembly, which means yung mga dynasty at mga politiko rin mag-oversee ng charter change. So, you want charter change to get rid of trapos and then yung in charge ay traditional politicians, like, diba?
Hindi yung worry ko sa federalism eh. Kasi won't that make yung mga warlords bigger, stronger, sa mga region nila? That would just make them You can, we can, di ba, we see what happened sa Negros Oriental. It will only get worse, di ba? Yun ang worry ko doon sa federalism, baka hindi ready yung kultura natin for that. So,
hey, yun nga, di ba, ang weakness nga ng Philippines, wala tayong strong central government to actually spread wealth, create order. Pag federalism, lalo maging central government, so sino mag-benefit? Hindi mga ordinary people, mga warlords, dynasties, mga kung sino-sino nandyan. Baka lumakas pang NPA kasi, di ba, parang wala lang masyadong presence ng national governments. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it can go wrong many ways. I always say, look at United States. 300 years na sila almost federal. Hindi naman yung agwat ng Kansas at California ay, di ba, lumit. If anything, yung wealth gap sa US ay napakalaki, di ba? If you go to Idaho or Kansas, it's a different world from New York or California, right? It's federal. Hindi naman so the federalism is not creating equitable competition. It's actually, if ikaw ay taga Kansas, pupunta ka sa New York, di ba? Eh, kasi may future ka. Mangyayari din sa Pilipinas yan, more for sure, yung mga nandun sa mga sa mahirap na area. They're all gonna come here to Manila or big cities kasi the opportunity is here. So, wala, ang flimsy ng mga arguments nila. Nevertheless, I am not against amendment per se. For instance, is 6-year single term too long or too short? Pag-usapan natin yan. Okay lang sa akin yan. So, there's some provisions I'm open to reviewing and all. Pero yung the way na pinipilit ni nila pareng Koy, tapos yung mga expert pa nila, yung si blogger na taga Singapore, yung mga parang maghanap naman kayo ng mga matitinong ano, di ba? Bago kayo mag ano dyan. Anyway, Sabat day na, magpakabait na ako at saka mag-Holy Week na. Thank you very much, bro. I really appreciate it. It was fantastic. Always good to catch up with you. God willing, of course, as now we kind of, you know, just based on a suggestion, nahanap natin, yung pala, pwede tayo mag-studios. So God willing, hopefully kung mag-raise tayo ng funds, I'll try to do my own fundraising, etc. Para maka-afford natin. Para we can do there, I'm sure. And pwede mag-live. Oh, yeah, meet and greet.
Mag-live.
Supporters natin. Gusto mo meet and greet with Mark, with me. If mami, andun si Leloy, andun yung mga ibang mga kaibigan natin na please come to the studio, watch with us. Sige, i-ticket natin, wag lang 2,000 para mabayaran natin yung studio. Alright? So, God willing, I hope this is just the beginning of a more serious podcasting culture in the Philippines, and I'm really happy about our collaboration. Maraming salamat, bro. God bless you and God bless
Thank you.
Philippines. Salamat. Have a good weekend, bro. Talk to you soon.